The two proposed increases are separate. United Water filed a proposed rate hike with the New York State Public Service Commission July 3rd. This comes on top of a proposed surcharge for a yet-to-be-built water desalination plant in Haverstraw, known as the Haverstraw Water Supply Project. State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat, says high utility rates are unfriendly to both residents and prospective businesses.
The residents of Rockland County and myself are very concerned about increasing water prices. Right now, we pay some of the highest utility rates in the nation. We want to make sure we have a sustainable future here in Rockland.
Rich Henning is spokesman for United Water and talks about the proposed rate hike filed July 3rd to cover everyday water needs.
So that is the water pipes, the distribution network, the Lake DeForest water treatment plant, the customer billing information system. So everything that we do on a day-to-day basis that we've invested in, that's what this rate increase is about. And it's roughly about $12 a month that we have filed for.
That's $12 per month for the average customer. And he says short-term needs necessitating such a rate hike include improving infrastructure to weather what have become violent storms. In other words,
readiness to, as we've seen through five storms over the past 2 years, two or three hurricanes, the readiness and the availability of power at the sites where it's critical for us to ensure that water is reliable and it's safe to our customers. All of those investments are the here and now, and they've been made over the last, 2 to 3 years to shore up the water system.
He says United Water filed the surcharge request about 1 month ago for an increase of about $5 per month per average customer.
We filed for a surcharge based on $50 million that we've already spent in regards to a pilot plant, all the necessary approvals, permitting processes, engineering diagrams.
United Water awaits approval for the Haverstraw Water Supply Project not only from the PSC for the surcharge request, but from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Democratic Vice Chairman of the Rockland County Legislature Alden Wolf calls the proposed surcharge premature and a way to pay it forward. Wolf has requested party status in the surcharge matter, which would allow him to participate in any formal events, hearings, conferences, and the like, related to the request. United Water's Henning points out that alternatives to desalination were either too costly, undependable, and/or environmentally unfriendly, and that desalinating water from the Hudson River made the most sense. Yet Carlucci thinks more research is needed.
Right now, myself and many others are not convinced that this is the best way moving forward. In terms of what does this mean for the environment, to the quality of the water we drink, and the expense going forward. We know that to desalinate is a very labor-intensive, in terms of using energy, a high energy-using process. And now every time we turn on the sink or flush the toilet, we're going to be using more energy to do that.
He says he would rather see an emphasis on conservation.
I've called on the Public Service Commission and the DEC to do an issues conference or a public hearing on this issue to see what is the best solution for Rockland's water needs going forward. But for us to pay the bill for a proposed plant is something that really we can't afford to do in this economic downturn.
He says he has been speaking with Governor Andrew Cuomo on the matter, working to arrange such an issues conference, but there is no word on whether such a conference will take place. United Water's Henning says the Haverstraw project carries a total estimated price tag of $123 million. As for the proposed $12 per month rate hike, if approved, customers would start seeing such an increase on their bills about this time next year. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.